Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Real estate buyers, agents, you guys are just glorified door openers, right? You have no value. Hey, everybody, Mike Ferrante here with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. We are here in Ohio, all the way from Columbus up to Cleveland, out to Lorain County, and all the way out to Ashtabula. So if you guys have real estate needs or you're interested in talking to me about teaming up here in Ohio, we are taking on agents. We've got plenty of leads to pass, training programs, and a great admin staff to help you guys do more business. So, Tony, what is going on, man? We are going to talk a controversial topic today. It is the value of buyer's agents. So that value is under attack. There's lots of people saying, oh, you guys are just glorified door openers. You're overpaid. And so I think it's really important for us to be able to talk about that value, both as buyer's agents and listing agents, because we have to be able to explain it on both sides. So Tony and I do this training every Tuesday. Tony is available by text. Yeah, you can text Tony, and he loves to talk real estate. Homestar agents, you know you can get a hold of him. And if you are in Ohio and you want to talk real estate with Tony, Homestar is also a great place to place your license, a low-cost, high-reward place to hang your license. And we have a holding company where if you don't want to actually practice actively, you can put your license there and collect referral fees. So, Tony, why don't you give your quick summary, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, and then we'll get rolling with this conversation about the value of buyer's agents.
Sure. Well, text message is always best at 216-374-1269. And also, I'm setting up a link to my calendar so agents could just go right into my calendar. And it's going to be, it should be on today, talktony.net. I found that one.
Talktony.net. I love it.
And that'll go to my calendar, and you can pick a time and save the text messaging back and forth looking for the right time.
Yeah. No, Tony, I've been using Calendly for years, and it's a great way to get appointments set. Agents can do that. And also buyers and sellers here in Northeast Ohio, all across Ohio, really can schedule an appointment with me or someone on the team by going to 21mike.com or email me, mike@21mike.com. So pretty cool. Automation, Tony, right? Make business more seamless.
Exactly. Got to connect as quickly as possible.
That's right. And that's a great segue into our value of buyer's agents, Tony, because I've broken it into three categories. And like I said, we'll do this for about 20 minutes and we'll hang out after to take your comments and questions. But here are the three categories of value. And I'm going to hit the very high level stuff today and Tony will interject his thoughts. I think there's the three categories are number one, logistical. Okay. And number two is fiduciary. And number three, I'm going to lump into a category I call expertise. So, Tony, I'm going to start with the logistical benefits and value of buyer's agents, because I opened by saying you guys are just glorified door openers who are overpaid for the services you provide. Look, time is money. And if I'm a buyer, what's my alternative to using a buyer's agent? It's to go on a third-party website, try to contact each agent and schedule showings. Look, I've got limited time and I have to react quickly in this market. So if I've got a new house that hits the market and I have to try to wait for the listing agent to contact me back, or I've got 2 hours on a Thursday night and I want to see three or four houses, what's the most expedient, efficient way to schedule those showings? Tony, it is
showing time.
Showing time, buyer's agent, right?
Buyer's agents. Showing time.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things I actually have in my notes is that we buyer's agents have access to showing services. And so on one website, 99% of the time, I can schedule all your showings as a buyer's agent. So Tony, I mean, I know you of all people, we just talked about the link to your calendar. If you're buying real estate, and I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you use someone to help you buy your vehicles, right? You don't even go shopping for your vehicles. You make one call and say, hey, help me find a vehicle, right?
Exactly. It's just the convenience. People are going to want convenience, and buyers are going to want convenience. Buyers are not going to want to call 10 different listing agents, waiting for 10 li listing agents to call them back and try to schedule a showing and go to the houses. There's so much behind the scenes of a buyer that a seller doesn't realize and happens. They just think they show them once, write an offer. And even when the sellers use an agent to buy a house, they forget. It's very short-term memory with this. So one of the things, not to take up too much time, but one of the things I just want to stress would be, hey, we got to get off the mentality that sellers are not paying the buyer's agents to sell their house. They're paying the buyer's agent for the buyer's services that they use, that however they use the agent for a day, a month, 10 months. You're paying they're paying the buyer's agent for what they did with the buyer, not to sell your house. Did that come out correctly?
Right, Tony. I mean, that's a lot of people forget that it's not like a 1 week venture in most cases. The buyer's agents are working with these buyers. They're cultivating these relationships. They're getting to know their needs, their wants, and sometimes it's unearthing the listings that might be interesting to those buyers. And so we're kind of skipping ahead a little bit, but one of the things I talked about was off-market listings. So I'll hit that under expertise. But this is days, weeks, months of work that goes in to working with one buyer. So don't think of it as, well, I'm just a door opener. Think of it as buyer's agents are like a long-term relationship, and the logistical aspect of that alone. I know all the people saying talking bad about buyer's agents are saying you're just glorified door openers, but that whole process, the logistics of that and the time savings is worth it.
Exactly. And just sorry to
Tony, any
go.
final thoughts?
No, just kind of like what you were saying. Like you had mentioned, I use someone to get my buy my cars or get my cars for me. I use a buyer's agent for cars. People don't know this. If you need one, let me know. Most people walk into a car dealership and go to all the different car dealerships, talk to the different salespeople that work for the car dealership. I have somebody, anybody could get them, that goes shops for me. I don't go to the car dealership, shop, give me the rates, get me the cost, because I don't, if I want to go test drive them, I'll go test drive them. So I go to the extreme of that, of how valuable buyer's agents are. I use it in the car industry too.
That's right. And that person will actually get the vehicles together for you, and you can drive them all in one stop. You don't have to go get a Toyota and a Honda and a Chevy. She gets the cars for you, brings them to you. I mean, talk about an insane service. How about grocery shopping? Hell, half of us don't even do that anymore. We go online, place our order, pull up to the curb and pick it up. So it's all about the service, Tony. And that's my first point. The first of three is the logistical value that buyer's agents bring. I want to move on to fiduciary because I think this is an important one. And I love all the people who are online talking about these topics who are comparing what agents do to attorneys and accountants. Look, you don't have to hire us. You don't have, just like you don't have to hire an accountant or an attorney to represent you in a court of law. But Tony, what's that saying? The person who represents themselves in a court of law has a fool for a
For a
client.
client, right,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, it's the same thing in real estate. The fiduciary responsibility that we have to our clients as buyer's agents rivals that of accountants and attorneys. And when you have to remember that when you go directly to a listing agent, for example, or when you represent yourself in a purchase, you have this service that's available to you and you're not taking advantage of it. I mean, I think that's the biggest, most important thing. I mean, Tony, I know that you don't do your own taxes, that if you ever had to have a legal matter, your documents, you didn't just sit there one night with a pen and a pad of paper and write up your own stuff, right? I mean, there's real fiduciary value in buyer's agents.
Exactly. And then not having to do it all, like you said, all yourself, but knowing the ins and outs, making it convenient for you, setting up the showings, telling you what's better and what's worse, getting you set up for it. So that's another thing that might be one of your topics. A lot of sellers don't think, oh my gosh, the buyer's coming to buy. That buyer might have been a 8, 10 month worth of work with the buyer's agent, getting them pre-approved, maybe getting their credit cleaned up, talking to different lenders, trying to find the right loan programs, and then bringing them in a platter to a seller. Now they're ready. Because if they
Yeah.
came to you 6 months ago, wow, by themselves, good luck.
That's
So
right.
there's so many scenarios.
And so two more topics under fiduciary, Tony. I want to talk briefly about the documents. And guys, you all know what I'm talking about, that pile of documents that we fill out. And secondly, the fact that we're covered by insurance, which I know you cringe a little bit when you hear that because that's a pretty big bill that brokerages pay, but there's a security in knowing that you're dealing with a professional who has insurance. So first the documents, Tony. I'm going to tell a quick story and then I'll let you elaborate on how important those documents are. But back in 1994, before I was licensed, I knew everything. I was in my, how old was I? 30s, maybe? I knew everything. By that time, oh, I was a kid in my 20s. In my 30s, I knew everything. And I bought a house. Maybe I was in my 20s. I was in my late 20s. Anyway, I bought a house. I bought a duplex and no problem, right? What could go wrong? Well, I didn't know it, but that house had been condemned. That house had basement issues. I never got a residential property disclosure from the seller because I didn't even really know what a disclosure was. I didn't know it was a mandatory document. So fast forward, say 5, 10 years, I'm doing thousands of dollars in work on the basement, all of which I should have been able to anticipate had I had a real estate agent, And I wasn't a dumb kid, but I just didn't know what I didn't know. So that alone, those documents, knowing what's required and having someone who has done dozens, if not hundreds or thousands of transactions, and having that fiduciary responsibility to me would have been so helpful in that story. So the documents alone, Tony, are a huge issue, right?
Oh, definitely. I think the documents and just the process and the procedures and following up. Remember, buyers, we do this every day. Buyers and sellers don't do this every day.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. The 21 Mike team is the number one team globally for Century 21. Ohio realtors, we are looking for more great agents. Set up a confidential appointment with Mike. Just email mike@21mike.com.
I think asking a simple question, like imagine sitting down with a buyer and I would have to count up how many documents there are, but let's just say it's 12 different documents. That's not a stretch, right? It's 10, 12 different. Saying to a buyer, are you familiar with the 12 documents you need to have to do a home purchase? Might make them say, what? 12? Yeah, there's a purchase agreement. What else? That's huge.
It's big, and I see even agents forgetting. We got
Yeah, right.
to remind them, and they do this all the time. Oh yeah, that's right, forgot that one.
Well,
That's right.
that's why we have the admin staff. The girls at the Homestar office are there to catch those things for us, right? So it's not just an agent you have working for you. It might be a team and certainly a brokerage. Your brokerage office, the broker is there to be the safety net. Tony, you're our safety net, and through the girls in the office, I can't tell you how many times they've caught a document that we've missed, which is a good segue to the insurance issue, Tony. And I kind of want to let you tackle this one. Explain to people why it's so important that you are hiring a professional who actually has something called errors and omissions insurance. It's a safety net, right?
Right, exactly. It's like you have someone responsible to make sure everything's done correctly and you're taken care of. I joke with people like I had a friend that went to I think Costa Rica once. I went bungee jumping in Costa Rica. I go, I'll bungee jump here, but not in Costa Rica. I go, why? Because I got someone to sue here if it goes wrong. That's the point. I feel comfortable when I have a professional working with me because they are putting their job, their insurance, their livelihood on the line to make sure everything's done correctly and giving you the right advice. And I don't mind paying a premium for that. And that's the whole debate, not to go into it, who pays for it, the buyer or if the seller pays for it.
That's right. So, Tony, the first two categories are logistical benefits of the buyer's agent, and number two is fiduciary. Number three, I'm calling it expertise. I saw a great quote just this morning. I was on Facebook doing a quick check, and someone said, "Look, you don't pay me for the hours I worked to put this deal together. You pay me for the years of experience I have leading up to this." And I thought that was such a great quote. So we alluded to a couple of these things earlier, but the amount of expertise we have, even new agents who've done the schooling and gone through training through their teams and brokerages or through their mentors or whatever programs, their companies, you have so much more knowledge than 99% of the buyers out there. Something as simple as knowing lenders, those relationships with lenders, and all the different loan products that might be available. Are there lower down payment options available? VA, FHA, OFA is a down payment assistance program here in Ohio. For investors, we have now DSCR loans. Half these things the average buyer has never heard of. So the amount of expertise we have is it's a benefit that I don't think most people really even think about. And I've got a whole list of knowledge, expertise, values that we bring, but I wanted to shut up for a second, Tony, and let you chime in on the expertise, the value that agents bring at, on the buyer side.
Oh, definitely. Well, the expertise is knowing the buyer. That's the number one thing, getting to know the buyer, what their needs, their wants are, how to negotiate what they want a sale to and get paid for their services. So they're going to bring them into a seller already prepped, which is most important to them. And that's what I would tell one of the many things I tell a seller why buyer's agents are like, if a buyer's agent call, or buyer calls me direct, I don't know them. I don't know their needs and wants. Oh, they just buy my house. I don't know which angle to sell them on the house, the payments, the neighborhood, the what are they looking for? I don't know, their finances. The buyer's agent, not going to tell us their finance, but they know how high they could go or how low they could go, and they're not going to advise them, don't offer this too much money because you can't afford it. I don't know that. If they come in and present an offer, we might waste 3 weeks and find out the loan that gets denied. And then, so there's so many, so that's the number one, the expertise of knowing the buyer. But of course, the processes, it goes so much smoother. I feel that when you have good agents on both sides, it goes so much smoother than just one agent involved, and that's it.
Yeah. The alternative to buyer's agents, Tony, is to bring attorneys into our world. Great. Hire an attorney, pay them by the hour, have them write the contract. And then what happens when the house doesn't appraise? Then what happens when you look at the attorney and say, well, how much should I offer? What is market value for this property? The attorney's going to say, I don't know, go on Zillow. And how accurate is Zillow? My favorite saying, and I came up with this kind of, it's kind of a Mike Ferrante original. Zillow's like a broken clock. It tells the right time twice a day. Right, Tony?
Exactly. And also try to get a hold of an attorney at 8 o'clock at night. And how many times any agents that been in the business more than a few years or more and have several sales or more are going to know we work behind the scenes with talking with the other agent or loan officer without even letting their client know these things are happening. It's just all in the background.
Yeah, pro tip, buyer's agents, when you do stuff, when you work, tell your clients, okay? It's not bragging, it's not annoying. I think it's really important to let our clients know when we're doing things for them because if we don't tell them we did something, what do they think? They think we did nothing, that we're just sitting there waiting to collect our check. Okay, so Tony, back to expertise. I want to make a list here. I made a complete list of all the expertise that we bring as buyer's agents. And just think about each one of these as I say them. All right, so it's the lender info, it's the negotiation process. And some people would say, oh, but you could hire an attorney for that. But if they don't have all the data, like price data, I mean, you can't just go to Zillow and then negotiate on price. What about inspections? Are you familiar with the seven or eight different types of inspections that are possible on a property? Speaking of inspections, how about different municipalities and counties and states? All of the point of sales and ordinances that might exist in your area. How about homeowners associations? Are you going to buy a house like my neighbor two doors down bought their house, put up a shed, and then a couple of days later had to take it down because they didn't realize that there was a homeowners association that didn't allow sheds. How about research? You know, are you going to hire a research assistant to do all of the homework that we buyer's agents do for our clients? How about off-market properties, Tony? This is a huge one. I would argue that because we are who we are, that we're out there in the field, that we have clients contacting us all the time. This just happened this morning to me. I have an investor friend of mine. I know he likes a certain area. A property that might be for sale came across my desk. What did I do? I texted him. I said, "Hey, Frem, I've got a property coming up. Here's the address. Drive by. Let me know if you're interested." Guys, there's so much value. This is a partial list, that there's so much value that buyer's agents can bring, and we have to be prepared to talk about it. I'm gonna take a deep breath and let you talk, Tony.
Yes, and hopefully I'm not jumping ahead to your next point, but I feel now, after going through this every day, all day long, really diving deep in the thought process of stuff. I think as listing agents, consciously or unconsciously, we didn't go over this with our sellers because we might have talked ourselves out of a job. You know, we ne sellers didn't spend 20 minutes. Well, let me tell you how good these buyers agents are going to be, because I just told spent 20 minutes telling how good I'm going to be and what I'm going to work, and it might have taken some thunder away from what you were doing, you know. So I have a feeling that that was a little bit of it. So that's where we are. But as agents, we really, when these changes are made, I really feel that very soon, listing agents, if for some reason they start taking some listings with no compensation, or try to, take on sellers that don't want to have anything to do with buyers agents, are going to learn very quickly how valuable listing agents are. And Mike, if I go in one more minute into that deep, and as us Essential and Homestar, Brenda and I and our team are working on making sure there's clear communication between our sellers and our listing agents of what happens when if a buyer comes with that's not represented. So my tip to anybody out there, broker to agent in their industry, you better be clear on that, because you might get stuck. Some seller goes, "Oh, my house is hot. The house next door had 20 offers the first day and it sold fast. My house is going to sell fast." Well, you better be clear cut of what your job duties are if a bunch of buyers call you and want to see that house, what your obligation is, because I think we really have to be careful of that, because the seller might say, "Well, I don't want to compensate a buyer's agent," but you're going to have to do all this work with buyer's agents, and you have to be there to show all buyers. There might be something might happen. All of a sudden, a buyer's knocking on the door, and the seller calls you up. I'm like, "This buyer said he's been calling you for 5 days." I'm like, "I've been busy." "Well, they want to come see my house." You have to show it to them. There's so many different layers of this that we have to work out, and you got to be careful of to show, to that. Does that, the
What a
value of
great point.
buyer's agents and putting too much work on you as a listing agent if you're going to try to avoid having a seller's trying to avoid buyer's agents.
What a great point, Tony. I love that. And that's a great scenario to think through. To kind of bring it home here, because we're out of time, but like I said, we'll hang out and chat for an extra couple minutes here. The value of buyer's agents, really lay it out and what your specific value is, and be able to have that discussion. We're all waiting for the other shoe to drop for this proposed settlement to happen and to find out what our companies and brokerages policies are going to be regarding buyer's agency agreements being required and how commission structures will be and all that kind of stuff. But in the meantime, there's one thing you can't deny, that as buyer's agents, we have to be able to communicate our value both to the buyers and to sellers of real estate. Final thoughts, Tony?
No, that's it. And I think I really am not concerned about the future of buyers and buyers agents, listing agents. It's always been there. This is how we're communicating commissions. I don't see commissions going down. I hear agents say, "Oh, it's going down. We didn't agree to anything going down." It's an open market to charge for your services the way you want to be. Again, it's going to be a change. And the one other tip I'm giving agents to this is that once these changes are made, and we get this felt out, or how it works out, don't go back in the past. best with your clients unless they ask. I know agents want to say, hey, this is a new form, this is a new way. We have You don't have to start your sales relationship with their clients with this is new. This is the way it is. A lot of clients don't are not new clients after the change are not going to know any different. You don't have to go over the past unless they ask. Like last time I bought a house, I didn't have to sign a buyer's agreement. Well, now that's a new change that we the rule that we have, or a listing agent. I thought I had to pay a buyer's agent. I didn't know I had a choice. Well, no, though, now you get a choice. How do you want to do it? Don't go back in the past and muddy up your sales pitch or your value or whatever, and they're stuck on something that they can't have anymore. Like, here's a car, brand new car. We had a better one that just sold. Sorry. That's not how you sell.
Yeah, transparency, but don't over-explain. And I think that's great advice, Tony. Thank you so much. All right, guys. So I'm going to wrap up the recording here. Tony, thank you for being here. Guys, if you're watching this on social media or one of our platforms, subscribe on YouTube, like, follow, and please drop your comments below. I'd like to hear what you think the biggest benefits of buyer's agents are. And if you disagree, if you think buyer's agents are not valuable, tell me that too. I'm happy to have that conversation. Just drop it in the comments. Join us next week. We'll keep our series going. And guys, if there's any topics you want Tony and me to cover, let us know and we will try to cover it. But we'll keep talking about these the evolution of our business, let's call it, Tony. So thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, everyone. See you next week.
We hope you enjoyed free beer and real estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.